Hello RuneScape, Will Miss It here with a new video on how is everyone doing? You know, the older RuneScape gets, the harder it is to track its history. Especially in the 2001 era when the game was new and the Gowers were still in their 20s, no one really expected the game to become the mammoth it is today. That's what makes RAB so interesting. Out of nearly 300 million accounts and 20 years later, he's known as the very first player to ever sign up to RuneScape. Not only that, but he's also the first non-Gower person to moderate and write content for the game. To finish it off, he was also a RuneScape beta tester, having played the game already in year 2000, before its official release. Some months ago, in relation to other video projects, I had the privilege to talk to RAB for some hours. Turns out he's an old coder, possibly not very surprising considering his role with Jagex and his part in RuneScape history. But in his case, that also meant that he kept backups of many files in ICQ chat logs with people like Andrew Gower from RuneScape's first months of existing. This gives us an exclusive look into not only the first year of RuneScape, but also into what it was like being on Jagex's side during the release of the game we've all come to love. I've already mixed a lot of these details into my previous video about RAB, so check that out if you haven't, but this video will mostly cover the small bits and pieces I couldn't include elsewhere. But take my word for it, it's still pretty cool! Let's jump into it. As a RuneScape fan, it's super exciting to look at the origins of content that's become iconic in the game. What you're looking at here is the original code for the Romeo and Juliet quest, written in RuneScript in November of year 2000. What's really interesting is to see the difference between the way the quest was written and what it's like in-game. This is kind of like a first version that was never released. Like, for example, in the in-game quest, when saying Juliet could do better, she says at least Romeo's not obsessed with fighting, magic and ranging. In the original, she says at least he doesn't spend all day on the internet. I found that kind of funny. This is the original script for the NPC Bob, the Axe Salesman. What's more interesting is that RAB believes Bob was the original first NPC, not Hans like it's commonly believed today. Following RAB, Bob was introduced earlier, but was removed for some reason and coded back in shortly after, moving Hans up the chain of early NPCs, but in theory, Bob was designed and written before Hans. The original Lumbridge Guide no longer exists. This dude wasn't around for very long, a few months tops. There's only one known image of the Lumbridge Guide today, which you can see in the green shirt right there. The dialogue was mainly to guide new players into knowing what to do and where to go with the different modes that you could choose from. An interesting point in it is that the dialogue mentions some palace guards walking around, probably in Lumbridge, but I found no proof of them existing at any point. I can only assume there were meant to be guards walking around in the Lumbridge courtyard, which would be high enough level to kill new players instantly. There's also a few scripts for some unreleased NPCs, mainly a variation of beggars that you could give bread and meat to. But if you said the right thing, they'd give you money instead. Here's some scripts of unreleased NPCs that seems to be from quests that doesn't exist at the moment. The script references to a monk quest, but there's not much context to it outside of the scripts. But it gives you an idea of the things that Jagex had planned for RuneScape in 2001 that didn't make it into the game. There's also the original concept for the Family Crest quest, which, interestingly enough, wasn't released before in April 2002. The funny thing is, this quest was actually written by Lady Killjoy, a very popular player back in the days. She originally called it the Quest of the Magical Symbols, or Family Honor. RAB also shared some screenshots, like this one, which is a grid view of the walkable areas and teleport coordinates between Lumbridge to Varrok, or all angles of a sheep. Also, Melzar's maze original design, which was originally supposed to be a lot larger with a lot more convoluted ways to get around it. There was a big challenge with mazes back then because of the minimap, so in its original design, it was supposed to be too large to be able to see all of it using the minimap, making it harder to navigate through it. The maze was used though, partly, obviously. It was decreased in size though and added in with Dragon Slayer. This one is the map editor which Andrew made for RuneScape. There was a bug with it though, where everything added became mirrored in-game. It's interesting because it means the game world is actually supposed to be backwards, like the original maps of the game famously shows. Not making it so wasn't a decision made somewhere, it was a bug with the map editor. This is a mouse mat design that RAB made but wasn't used. It's quite high detailed with all the sprites and stuff though. Here's an image of RAB getting 90 woodcutting together with other legendary players, TKS and Lady Killjoy. Now, this is probably the most interesting part. This was an old guide for Rab to learn RuneScript originally, but some other files have been added in advance. I received this as a zip file, meaning the dates are intact. Note the modification dates. 2001, 2002, some are even dated December 2000, before RuneScape was even publicly available. What this is original design files for the concept of RuneScape. This one seems to be an overview of all in-game commands a moderator account could use on the launch of RuneScape. A guide in how to use your moderating powers, as written by Andrew Gower. It's kind of interesting, though a little confusing from an outsider perspective. I find it kind of cool that this was the manual new moderators were faced with, though. There's an old, archived page of the cooking skill. This page was archived the day after Fishing was released, which makes me think this was a page released purely for that. Today, this resembles the skill page you get when you click a skill icon in-game. The highest level food back then was anchovy pizza, funnily enough. Rab had also saved some posts from the old RuneScape discussion boards. This was like the forums, but before the official forums as we know them. I can't really show everything here though, because some of the things said here are somewhat sensitive and discusses a specific player. I'm not too keen on sharing that in the video. Now, this one is actually super hilarious. It's the original first newsletter from late 2002. It was actually changed sometime later. The version you find today on the RuneScape Wiki, for example, is actually slightly different. What's been changed is the funny world Andrew Gower lived in when writing these. The version you find today isn't too different, but one change is that the name Gower has been changed to Andrew. Not that it matters too much, but it's kind of funny to read these letters knowing it's mainly Andrew Gower boasting about his own system of banning people. It all became too much for the mage known only as Gower, whose ability to manipulate time meant that these foul-mouthed ruffians now can be caught red-handed by snapshots. This newsletter was released 1 month after the reporting tool was released to the game, and as the newsletter shows, at that point, 439 players had been permanently banned in total on RuneScape, where 995 additional players had received black marks on their accounts. Considering how canon these newsletters turned out to be down the line, though Andrew got his character in-game with a Gower quest, I find it funny that, in theory, Andrew Gower is canon in the game lore as this powerful wizard. This one is also very interesting. It seems that, originally, when logging into a server, you could see who's online, how long they've been online, and their total playtime. This page is dated to September 2002, but I am not sure if that's when it was saved. It seems kinda cool to be able to see people's activity upon logging in though. New players, at least, would get an idea of how popular the game is amongst the current player base. This must have been early though, considering there were only 400 people online at the time. There are a couple of interesting things on the list. There's the player Jay, the original owner of the one-letter name, who would at some point later go on to get hijacked, lose the name, and eventually have the name banned due to the high number of real-world trading in the modern RuneScape world. There's also Mutant Mount, one of the first player signups. This is actually Ian Gower's personal account. The longest playtime I could find was Alchemon with nearly 14 days playtime, while the longest time without logging out at this point was this guy with nearly 4 hours. This page was made prior to the game's release. It was saved in December 2000 and seems to be explaining all the skills in RuneScape. You can see that Jagex planned to separate the crafting skill. It's already known there existed a tailoring skill on the release of RuneScape, which was eventually removed, but here it seems it was supposed to be called sewing and was about using wool and whatnot to make armor. Crafting is actually on the list too, on the bottom here. But based on the description, it seems the original design for crafting resembled a mix of fletching and today's crafting, seeing you'd be able to make arrows here. I find that interesting, considering fletching and the ability for players to make arrows wasn't actually in the game before in 2002. Herblore, released as Herblaw, was spelled somewhat differently in the original design. Based on the description, I also get the idea that potions wasn't really planned to be a thing, but rather just using the herbs directly for various purposes. You could make bows with woodcutting, again added to the fletching skill in 2002. With fire making, you could add coal to the fire to make the fire better, whatever that means. With smithing though, and this is a fun one, you were meant to be able to make money by smithing a gold bar over to gold coins. Now that'd be interesting. Seeing how much has changed on the list, I'm going to guess this was a very, very early design of the RuneScape skills. Though the file was saved in December 2000, I'm going to be bold and suggest it was probably made a lot earlier. That cooking is on the top of the list makes me think that cooking was likely the first ever skill to be thought up for the game. I was also sent some old game clients from 2001 and from when Members was released in 2002. They don't work at all, other than opening them though. Rab wasn't officially a Jagex employee back in his days, so he didn't work in Cambridge like the other Jagex moderators did. I don't even know if he got paid for the work he put into RuneScape, but that meant a lot of the dialogue he had with Andrew was through ICQ chat logs. This conversation from November 2001 seems to be the origins of the first 2000 player list. Andrew seems to be developing the high scores and finds it interesting that the Fletching Boards shows the first 2000 signups. It also shows the player Ignite is Andrew's personal account, where he also says he hardly plays the game himself. Andrew shows his sign of love for cabbages, which would get copied in-game over time. The most interesting part in my opinion here is the mention of RS Guide, a moderator who attempted to steal RuneScape from Andrew. What Rab is mentioning in this chat is some of the moderating RS Guide was doing. Scamming was a big problem back in 2001. As mentioned in the first video about Rab, Blue Rose impersonators were a huge problem back in the day. This chat seems to be the origins of the second trade window in-game, added purely to make sure people couldn't get scammed by the different Blue Rose scammers in the game. You'd think the trade window was a general security measure in trading, so it's kind of interesting to see something so vital to the game being added because of a famous player being impersonated, let alone being able to read about the origins of such a fundamental update. Duping seems to be a big problem back in the day too. Even before the infamous Party Hat dupe in 2003, there were several major duplication glitches that's not been noted in the game's history. In this chat log, Andrew and Rab seems to be talking about a dupe that occurred in November 2001. It seems that early day bug fixing was very simple. Just ask whoever was doing it how it was done. Andrew seems a bit skeptical throughout it all though. Possibly because he doesn't understand how to fix the bug in discussion here. RS Guide seems to be involved here as well, keeping track of the different bug abusers. I don't really know if they got banned though, but I would assume so. It's actually kind of interesting that back then, they used to call the act of banning someone for deleting them. I don't know if they literally deleted the accounts in this situation though. This also seems to be after the fact that RS Guide got found out for being a fraud. In this chat, Rab and Andrew seems to be discussing the rumors in the community as to why RS Guide suddenly disappeared. People claim he was stealing codes, which obviously wasn't the issue at this time. The guy literally tried to scam Andrew. This chat from April 2002 shows the moment RuneScape were close to hitting 10,000 players online simultaneously, and this one as they hit it. They seem to be quite a happy bunch for the success the game is seeing. Rab shared some other things too, mostly about the moderation in the game at the time. A massive issue in 2001 with a growing community was the lack of in-game reporting, meaning a moderator had to be present at the location where the rules got broken to judge it, or take the word of other players that an offense had been committed. Rab brought up an interesting story which shows this perfectly in relation to a well-known player in the early day RuneScape called Who Da Best that Rab caught botting mining. This guy was well known, and in a rival clan to Rab's, meaning a simple ban would cause a lot of controversy considering Rab's moderator position at the time. So what Rab decided to do was to catch the player in the act and teleported him to the wilderness. Other players in both clans were called in to come look at the dude botting. By giving Who Da Best items through the in-game quick codes, such as a pink skirt, and then using another quick code to instantly kill him, he would lose all his items but keep the pink skirt, and could then be safely banned since everyone had seen him bot. I think it perfectly reflects how much of a Wild West the game was in the early days. Rab did tell me about the time when the Alcarid Palace rooftop was used as a prison, and from time to time, players were teleported there by Rab if he suspected them of breaking game rules. If he wasn't sure, he just had to pretend as if he knew something had happened and hoped for a confession. It sounds difficult to be a player back in those days. Everything was so raw. Anyway, that's all I have to show for now. There were some more interesting bits and pieces in there, but I'm going to save those for a different time. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed seeing what I had to share. My name is Will Miss It, and I'll see you all later.